Now, let's go on with the Bible for the boys and girls. And let me remind you again, boys and girls, that a few weeks ago we began to look at, it's called the book of Exodus. And Exodus, you remember, that word means the going out, or the going out, or the going forth. And why it's called that is because what it tells us mainly about is the going out of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, and then eventually going into the land of Canaan. And we've seen, of course, how much the children of Israel needed to go out of the land of Egypt, because in the land of Egypt they were being held as slaves. They were being very cruelly treated by the king of Egypt, that man who was called the Pharaoh. Now, God promised that he would bring them out of that land of Egypt, which is also called the house of bondage, or the house of slavery. And so, as God had promised that he would deliver them, so he began to put into operation all his plans for delivering the children of Israel. You remember we told you already how God did that, and he did it in a very strange way. He did it through the birth of that baby who was later to be called Moses. And you remember how God preserved Moses, how he prepared Moses, how he provided for Moses and his upbringing. That daughter, that young sister of the family of Moses, she took Moses in the basket, you remember, and she hid him in the water among the bulrushes, among the long grass. And then Pharaoh's daughter herself came along. She saw the baby's basket, she heard the baby crying, and she decided that she would take the baby into the palace. He would be her own son until such times as he would really grow up. Well, all of those things God did, and how Moses then was reared up in his young life, you remember, by his very own mother, and how God was then preparing him with all the truth concerning the Lord God of heaven and earth, so that indeed he would have those things in his heart and in his mind. Now, as we said last week, the next thing that you come to with regards to Moses is the great decision that Moses made. And you would really have to call it the great decision of Moses' life. And that was when he decided that he no longer wanted to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter, even living in the palace and being counted as a prince, but he wanted to be counted as one of the Hebrews, as one of the children of Israel. And the Bible tells us how this came about was in this way. One day Moses went out and he saw an Egyptian taskmaster, one of the slave drivers, and he saw this Egyptian taskmaster really beating one of the Hebrew slaves. The Hebrew slave was powerless to do anything, but Moses went forward and Moses began to fight with the Egyptian, and in the course of the fight, the Egyptian was killed. Now, Moses was frightened, no doubt, and the Bible tells us that he hid the body of the man that he had killed in the sand. He looked this way and that way, and you know, when you do something wrong, you always look about you to see if anybody has seen what you've done wrong. Well, of course, God always sees what we do. Isn't that the truth? And so Moses, the Bible says, looked this way and that way, buried the body of the Egyptian in the sand, and then went back to the palace. Now, the next day, the Bible says, he came out, and this time he saw two Hebrews fighting together, two of the children of Israel. And isn't that an amazing thing, boys and girls, that people can fight with one another for any reason? And there was an Egyptian, one of the slave drivers, fighting with one of the slaves and treating him badly. That was bad enough. But here were two men that were of the same race, two slaves, and they were fighting together. And Moses went forward, and Moses said to them, "Why are you fighting together, seeing your brothers, seeing you belong to the same people?" And one of them turned to Moses and he said, "Who made you a prince or a judge over us? Are you going to kill us the way you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Oh my, when Moses heard that, his heart just absolutely began to pound and his throat began to get dry, because he realized that many people knew about what he had done. And he said, "Well, if many people know about what I have done, then surely Pharaoh himself knows that I have killed one of his soldiers." And Pharaoh did know. And the Bible tells us that the word went out from the palace that Pharaoh knew. And as soon as Moses discovered that, Moses had to flee for his life. He ran as fast as he could, and he ran and he ran right out of Egypt itself. He eventually went and into a desert place which was called the land of Midian. Well, you say, here's the one that is to deliver the children of Israel from slavery. And what a poor start he has made. There he is, not delivering the children of Israel, but there he is fleeing because he's so frightened of Pharaoh. And he goes away into the desert land, and it looks as though Moses has made a very bad start indeed in delivering the children of Israel. But learn a very important lesson, boys and girls. The Bible says that our ways are not God's ways, and our thoughts so often are not God's thoughts. And God was going to deliver the children of Israel, but he was going to deliver them in his own way, not through Moses as a prince, as a great king, as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but Moses as a very weak man, as he would now in the desert become a poor shepherd. And it was through a poor shepherd that God was going to deliver the children of Israel. You see, God's ways are not our ways. And the Bible tells us that God so often takes the weak things of the world to confound the strong. That is to turn them upside down. And he's going to take Moses, not when Moses is a great prince in Egypt, but when Moses has become a shepherd in the wilderness. And it's through the shepherd in the wilderness that God is going to deliver the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But remember the great decision that he has made. Because although it doesn't look like a good start, the Bible in the New Testament tells us really what Moses did. And it was a great thing. It says, by faith, Moses forsook the land of Egypt. By faith, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter because he chose rather to be one of the afflicted people of God. It says he had an eye to that reward that God had promised for all those who believe in him. And he knew that that reward, of course, was to be friends with God and to be with God forever and ever. So God, you see, in his own time, is working out his own plan and his own purpose to deliver the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. And now that Moses has been born, has been preserved, has been looked after, has been kept, and now although he's out of Egypt itself, God is still preparing him for that time when he will send him back to Egypt again, and through Moses he will deliver his people once more. So lock those things into your heart and into your mind. Try to put them there so that they don't slip away. Remember that God did deliver the children of Israel. He did it in his own way, not through a great strong prince, but through a weak shepherd. And remember, boys and girls, that that's what the cross is all about, because the Bible tells us that God sent forth his son, made like a man, made like one of us, and on the cross he suffered and died to bring deliverance, to bring salvation, to bring redemption for all who have faith in him. And may you have that faith, and may you live choosing to be with God, regardless of anything else in this world.